You want to talk Padres? Lucky for you, we're doing exactly that. This is Padres Social Hour from the AMR studio inside Petco Park.
Yes, it is Padres Social Hour here in the AMR studios. Alongside Brody Phelps and Bob Scanlon, I'm Mike Janella. As the Padres get ready to culminate their series against the Los Angeles Dodgers, looking for some runs, looking for a little bit more of a different result. Any kind of runs, yeah. But believe it or not, it hasn't been just Padres baseball across the landscape the last couple of days. There have been 28 other teams playing outside of Petco Park. One play that has been taking the baseball world by storm the last 24 hours, the Jose Bautista slide that costs, quote-unquote, the Blue Jays their game yesterday, the new Chase Utley rule. We're using the quote, the air quotes show long. Make sure to chime in on your opinion on it. If you haven't seen it, make sure to check it out. But use hashtag PadresSH. Let us know if you like the play or not. So you guys have seen the play. What are your thoughts? Should that have been ruled the way it was? Should it have been allowed safe the way it was? Do you like the rule? Do you like the interpretation yesterday in particular? What are your thoughts on it?
Brady, take it away.
I don't like the rule at all. I know why it was put into place. I don't think that like this, as we watch this slide, like that wasn't, that's trying to get in the way, of course, which is what everyone's been doing since, you know, before the days of Ty Cobb. But he wasn't there trying to hurt him, and that's clearly what it appeared to be with Chase Utley, which is, I think, what set this rule in motion. But this didn't seem like there was intent to hurt, but intent to just break up the play, you know, which he effectively did. And I would be fuming if I was a part of the Blue Jays organization or fan base over this. Not to say that it didn't fall in line with the rules the way that they are now. I just don't like the rules the way that they are now. And I think that to ask Major League Baseball players who have been training and playing one way for so long to be like, sorry, you got to scrap everything you know and your instincts when you have to make a split-second decision, it's just, I don't like it at all.
This is a continuation of the wussification of baseball right now, okay? I mean, you've got the Buster Posey rule out there where you can't hurt, you know, slide into a guy at home plate anymore. Now you can't even try to slide hard into second base to break up a double play.
Right.
What's going on here? I mean, what really bothers me about both of these plays also, Mike, is the fact that in both cases where these guys got hurt, Buster Posey and Tejada, the shortstop, right, both guys were out of position. That's the reason they got hurt. They didn't get hurt because it was a slide by somebody that was out with malintent to hurt anybody, right?
Right, right.
Look, when you turn your back on the infield and a guy slides hard, you're going to get hurt. That's why they teach you not to do it. If you're a catcher and you don't get your leg properly up the third base line and somebody slides in, you're going to get injured. So guys are not playing the game right, and now the rest of the game has to suffer for it and everybody else has to change. I'm totally against this rule. I understand why it was enforced. I think it's a rule that's going to go through a whole bunch of different gyrations like the sliding into home plate rule has gone through. But the bottom line is this. This is Major League Sports, okay?
Right.
There's going to be contact. Guys are going to get hurt, and it's one of the things that the players want to have. It's not as though you got a bunch of middle infielders sitting there saying, thank goodness this rule got put into place.
Right,
even
right.
When the catcher's rule got put into place, they asked all the catchers, and not one of them was happy to see it put in.
I'm with you guys, especially yesterday, until the very end where Bautista reaches out and grabs the ankle.
He doesn't grab the ankle. He goes in with his hand.
Ankle.
He's not trying to grab it's, the – did he grab his ankle and pull it down? And did it really have any effect?
That's what it looks like. He's
not,
reaching out.
Take
it's
a look.
Not,
he
it's
doesn't
not
grab
inside.
It. He doesn't
He has
grab.
His arm.
He's okay, so he's grabbing.
He slides
he's
in. The slide's okay. He
the
puts
hand
his
is there.
Hand
he's
out.
Swiping.
He's swiping with an open
That's
hand.
That's different than a grab.
That's different.
That's different than a grab.
It was an attempt to grab with a swipe.
It was not
an
attempt to grab.
That
it was
part
a
I
swipe.
Don't like.
It doesn't matter whether it's your hand or your feet the way guys have been doing all these years. And really, Logan Forsythe makes that bad throw, and what's his reaction? It's not, hey, this guy swiped his hand on my leg. It's, I made a terrible throw to second base. That's my
because
fault.
Because a guy was grabbing
oh,
my
come
leg
on, Mike.
And throwing
That's ridiculous.
Off my
that
thing.
Has nothing to do with it. You ask Logan Forsythe if he should have made that throw to first base, and he'll tell you absolutely. He was upset because he didn't make the play, not because he was interrupted by it.
Oh, it's like, I mean, in basketball, a guy hits your elbow when you're shooting or
That's
hits
a foul.
Your body.
That's the way
exactly.
it's been forever.
That's going to be a foul. That should be a foul now, too.
You can change the rules. No, that's the way it's been. Basketball's had that rule for its entire existence.
So let's never change the rules.
Hey, there's
the
a spot for you at the Rules Committee. At MLB, they'd love to have you because obviously you don't want any contact anywhere on the field.
You know who agrees
pitching
with
pitching
you?
Pitching inside,
There's
I guess.
There's a reason he's over there in his fluffy
hey,
chair.
Hey, no more pitching inside.
Over here where we
I
can
do
touch
have the
Brady.
Nice
No
arm
more pitching inside.
But you know who agrees inside. With you guys is John Gibbons, the Blue Jays manager. Let's hear what he had to say about the play yesterday.
We turn the game into a joke. I mean, really. I mean, that's flat out embarrassing. That costs us a chance to win a major league game. Was that the intent? Well, you know what? That's probably the results you're going to get. You know, I was talking to some guys in spring training. Say, wait till it happens where it ends a game. Major league game. Didn't end it, but, it, you know, we ended up taking the lead. It's really an embarrassment. You know, this, you know, I, you know, I mean, there's, you know, baseball's been a hard-nosed game. He gets down plenty of time. He goes, he's going into the bag. There's really no explanation for it. You know what? And it, games, wins matter in this business, you know, and for that to come out like that, you know, that, I don't get it.
Wow, he sounds intelligent.
He is intelligent.
Yeah.
Hey, actually, I'm laughing over here because Gibby and I played together when I was coming up through the minor leagues. He was an outstanding catcher. That guy taught me a lot about how to handle myself on a mound, how to handle myself in a professional situation. I was great. I was so happy to see him get a chance to manage the
yeah.
Blue Jays for a second time around. So before you get on my buddy and my former my battery mate.
Awesome. He must have put him in his pocket.
He's going in the other pocket. You're taking them both home.
No,
you got Andy on one side and Gibby on the other.
It doesn't extend to every major league manager, only Andy Green.
And Jabari Blash. That's
no,
it.
But Gibby's obviously upset, and I think he has every right to be. I agree. And to a certain extent, it's an embarrassment, and it's undermining a lot of the core of this game.
You ever played catch with Gibby before?
I never have. That's bucket list, I guess, for me.
Put it on the bucket list, man.
Eric Burns, former big leaguer and MLB Network analyst, also went on a bit of a Twitter tirade. So he's with you guys on this.
He
was the most vocal. Yeah. Just because everyone's jumping off the Brooklyn Bridge wouldn't mean you should jump off it, too. Let's see what he said. So these are three tweets in a row. Last out of Jays-Rays game was an absolute embarrassment to game of baseball. New rule must be amended immediately. So at least he concedes that change and gyrations, as you like to call them, are good. Then he says there will always be risk in sports. The wussified world, that seems to be a buzzword of former big league players, I guess, that we're creating is detrimental to the game. And then he concluded by saying, just watched highlight again, undoubtedly the most disgusting call I have ever seen on a baseball field. I actually puked in my mouth. First of all, pick or it didn't happen, Eric Burns. Second of all, player safety is a big concern. I understand the rule as it's written is probably not the best thing, but when you have guys going out and swiping to potentially grab that kind of stuff. You gotta take it easy. Ask Ruben Tejada how he feels about this rule.
That was a totally different play and way different.
Ask Ruben Tejada if he should have turned his back on the runner as he was coming into second base, and he'll tell you no. He brought it on himself.
Because you know what I also don't like? Jose Bautista, to reporters after the game, some excerpts from what he had to say. He said, I felt like I respected the rule. I don't see how my play was unsafe. I could have done much worse but chose not to. Well, that's good. You could have done worse but not to. I feel like players are couching the fact that they're trying their best, but you still have to look at the actual result compared to just the intent.
If he was doing that and he actually did make a conscious effort to do less because of the rule than he normally would have done, say, last year, then he must have been double furious, you know, thinking that he was actually holding back compared to what he would have done, and he still, you know, the game, double play, whatever.
I would not be at all surprised, Brady, if he actually was thinking to himself, I'm going to do a normal slide like I normally would, which is your legs out to the side. I'm going to take him out with my legs, which is normal. And the last second, he's thinking, oh, I can't do that anymore. So he goes in feet first, but he doesn't want to feel like a total wimp about it, right?
Yeah.
So let me put my arm down out there a little bit.
Yeah. A little Janela.
It's going to take guys a while to undo this thing of playing the game properly and learning how to play it like
men.
You know, like a kindergartner.
Yeah. I'm going to head to the bank, and I'm going to rob it, but they're going to catch me and arrest me beforehand. But you know what? I didn't rob the bank, so I'm okay here.
I've never heard a worse analogy in my life.
I don't even know what he's saying.
Did you just puke in your mouth a little bit like Eric Burns?
I did that when I saw Scan Socks. But
or lack thereof. Yeah.
You're just jealous. You want a pair. I'll hook you up with a
Thank
pair.
Thank you.
Afterwards.
I appreciate
no
that.
All right. Let us know what you think. We're going to put a Twitter poll up now if you were okay with Jose Bautista's slide or not, and we'll see where Padres Social Hour Universe stands with us on this one.
For sure, on our side.
When we come back, actually, we're going to get away from baseball for a little bit. Jason Verrett, the Pro Bowl cornerback from the San Diego Chargers, was here last night. And once we found out that he was here, and we'll talk to Jason about why, it's a really cool story, we had to grab him for Social Hour. So I recorded it last night, but we're going to play it for you today. So we're back after this with him. But first, for the first time ever, the Padres are hosting a series of week-long summer baseball camps across San Diego County for boys and girls ages 5 through 12. To learn more or to register your future all-star, visit padres.com/playball. We talk some pigskin with Jason Verrett after this on Padres Social Hour.